USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, a new installment of COVID-19 relief is something that both sides say they want. But will it get done? Republican Congressman James Comer is not optimistic.
I think the odds of passing another stimulus in this lame duck session are slim. But I want to remind people that there's still funds that haven't been appropriated from the last stimulus bill. $3 trillion is a lot of money. And we finished this year with about a $4 trillion budget deficit. That's unsustainable.
At a bare minimum, lawmakers need to keep the government running by passing a stopgap spending bill known as a continuing resolution. Today is Cyber Monday and is expected to be the largest online sales day in U.S. history. That's according to Adobe Analytics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Moderna will ask U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of its COVID-19 vaccine after it was shown to be 94% effective in a full analysis and a pivotal study. When it comes to all of the vaccines, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says we need to be quick but not hurry.
We don't want to rush this vaccine. So once they meet on December 10th, the earliest that these vaccines will be shipped out would be the very next day. So that's what we're hoping for. So far in the trials and the studies that we've had, which included thousands of volunteers who have already received the vaccine, there has been no severe life-threatening allergic reactions or adverse reactions. So that is very reassuring. And I do believe by, you know, the last 2 weeks of December, we're going to be getting these vaccines, and it's ultimately going to save lives. So I'm super excited about that.
Doctors say President-elect Biden fractured his foot while playing with his dog. Biden will be wearing a walking boot for several weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. They also, the strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty. Look, you don't have to be the commissioner of CBP to know. That alarm is loud and clear that our borders are open.
Morgan continues on Fox News with a prediction.
It's going to be very clear. If you make it to the borders illegally, you're going to be released into the United States. You're going to be protected from deportation. And then once here, you're going to be provided significant rewards like free health care and amnesty.
Week 12 of the NFL season continues on Monday Night Football with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.